Some of America's funniest people gathered in Washington, D.C. last night for an event that had a touch of sadness. They were at the Kennedy Center to honor comedian George Carlin with this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, 5 months after he died at the age of 71. NPR's David Nogueras reports.
Lily Tomlin, Bill Maher, and Jon Stewart, among others, were on hand to honor their friend George Carlin. The night was not just a celebration of Carlin, but a celebration of his ironic use of language. Here's comedian Joan Rivers.
They asked me to say a couple of words about George, and I kept thinking, that is so unfair. You cannot sum George Carlin up in 2 words. Give me at least 7. And
Carlin was perhaps best known for the 7 words you can never say on TV. And more than a few of the words said last night will likely have to be bleeped when the special airs at a future date on PBS. But many of the clips of Carlin that were played throughout the evening showcased not only his ability to be coarse or vulgar, but also his passion for language and his insights into everyday life.
You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station and there's another train sitting right next to you and one of them starts to move and you can't tell which one it is? Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, and for just a split second, you feel really strong.
Many presenters told stories of how Carlin had influenced their careers, and in the case of Gary Shandling, how Carlin helped launch it. Shandling recounted how, as a teenager, he drove 2 hours to Phoenix to ask Carlin to listen to some of his first jokes.
He gives me notes for 20 minutes. I'm a kid from Tucson, Arizona, and George Carlin sits down and gives me notes. Do you understand that that changes your life?
The Daily Show's Jon Stewart took his own lessons from Carlin. To respect comedy, he said, you have to work hard at it.
And he punched the clock for comedy. And, the record shows it, man. 45 years in comedy and 20... it's crazy. The most prolific comedian ever.
George Carlin learned he would receive the Twain Prize this past June, just days before he died of heart failure. David Nogueras, NPR News, Washington.